starting its first national tour at Proctor's Theater in Schenectady, and it appears the Disney Company has another cash cow on its hands. This is a musical that should please almost everyone and fill the house at every show before its final performance on Friday night, and it's likely to do the same on the road. This production has a great cast who are phenomenal dancers, good singers, and excellent actors. The technical work is amazing, and director Jeff Calhoun keeps a book-heavy show from slowing down. Newsies is one of the most exciting dance shows to come in town for a long time. The 16-member ensemble is fantastic as they perform backward and forward somersaults with and without hands, spins, leaps, lifts, and all other types of synchronized movements. It's physical, and it's beautiful to watch. Remarkably, not only are the members of the ensemble marvelous dancers, the production gives each member an opportunity to create a character, and here too they excel. Each newsboy becomes a legitimate character in the show. In a sense, the ensemble is the star of the show, for without the dance numbers, there'd be no reason to see the work. The story is overly ambitious, and though noble in intent, it tends to bog down the action rather than enlighten the audience about an important era in the American labor movement. Newsies is based on the true David Goliath tale of the New York City newsboys going on strike in 1899 and gaining concessions against greedy owners and beating a corrupt political system. And there is a love story involving two headstrong opposites. The problem is not with the story, but the emotional manipulation with which it is told. There's no trouble identifying the bad guys. They're the ones who beat up a crippled newsboy, bully 10-year-old kids, and enjoy seeing good people suffer, especially if it makes them richer. The good guys are noble, work at poverty wages to support parents, and are loyal to each other. Thankfully, the performers create engaging characters for whom it is easy to root. The leader of the strike is Jack Kelly, and Dan DeLuca shows the reluctance of this strong man to take on an apparent lost cause. DeLuca plays Kelly with strength and restraint, which brings at least an inner conflict to this morality play. His love interest is Catherine, a Nellie Bly-like reporter. Stephanie Stiles brings a modern sensibility to the woman who is probably the smartest character in the piece. Stiles not only creates a vivid character, she has the best singing voice in the cast. Supporting roles are also well done. Zachary Sale finds the vulnerability of Crutchy, a young disabled man with a powerful spirit. As the nerdy and rational Davy, Jacob Kemp makes an effective second-in-command. And Anthony Rosenthal is always charming as the spunky 10-year-old Les. As relief from all this spunk, vulnerability, and charm, Steve Blanchett adds a touch of sneering villainy as he makes Joseph Pulitzer, the publisher of the world, a deliciously despicable figure. Actually, there's not a weak performance within this huge cast. The music is supportive of individual numbers, and though there are a few songs like Something to Believe In that you want to hear again, there is no reason to want to buy the cast album. Indeed, the pleasures of Newsies is mostly visual. The joy comes from the dance numbers, which are thrilling to watch, and the most ominous emotions are generated by the brilliantly conceived set that features huge, powerful towers that change locations and the mood of the play. Newsies is not a perfect musical, but for sure it is 2.5 hours of enjoyable entertainment. Newsies at Proctor's Theater in Schenectady through Friday. For tickets and schedule information, call 346-6204 or go to proctors.org. This is Bob Gefford from the Troy Record.